Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Have you ever taken a sibling trip somewhere? You know, I love spending time with my brother and sisters, and I'm so glad we had the chance to take a trip together earlier this year. Where did we go? Well, the name of our lesson today is Lush Lombok. Yes, we visited three places in Lombok over Chinese New Year and experienced a lot. But I only had space to write about a few of those experiences. Lombok has many waterfalls that you can check out. And we went to a tiny island and saw beautiful sea turtles as well. As always, here at Studio Classroom, we have some great English words and phrases to discuss. So, let's begin.
Lush Lombok. Family time is fun time. My siblings and I made Indonesia's island of Lombok a vacation destination earlier this year. Though we spent hours simply enjoying each other's company, we were there for the great outdoors as well. If you love waterfalls, as I do, Lombok has many that are worth visiting. We saw several, one of which was the famous Benang Kalambu waterfall. It flows down over a growth of plants that cover a 40-meter cliff. When our guide told us people regularly bathe there, I thought he was joking.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们看 lush 这个形容词。Lush 原本是指草木茂盛的，例如 The island boasts lush forests and beautiful beaches. 这个岛屿拥有茂密的森林以及美丽的海滩。Lush 在今天的课文里是指多彩多姿的或者是丰富的，例如 Jazz music and tasty southern food make New Orleans a lush city that you want to visit again and again.爵士乐美味的南方食物让纽奥良成为丰富多彩的城市，让你想要一去再去。接下来我们看 sibling 这个名词， sibling 是指兄弟姐妹或手足。例如 most of Jenna's siblings live abroad, so they seldom see one another. Jenna 大部分的兄弟姐妹都住在国外，所以很少见面。若是手足之间的竞争叫做 sibling rivalry, R-I-V-A-L-R-Y。例如 there's great sibling rivalry between Tanya and her younger sister, which causes their parents lots of trouble. Tanya 和妹妹之间的争宠让父母亲很伤脑筋。
Thank you so much, Michelle. So Gabe, I am so excited because today we get to talk about your experience.In Lush Lombok. Now, why did you call the lesson Lush Lombok?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking of a lot of different titles, and Lush Lombok is short, and it's got two L's, so there's some alliteration there, Lush Lombok. And because when I think about Lombok and my trip, I just think of a lot of green things. And if you look at the word lush, that means having lots of vegetation, or in other words,lots of different kinds of plants. So Lombok really is a lush place.
So in other words, you would say that Lombok was actually, or is, a beautiful, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like how you say, family time is fun time. So this was a family vacation that you and your siblings went on together.
Exactly. Now, one of my sisters couldn't make it.
Oh.
She's in California, and she had to take care of her sons. However,the other siblings and I got together for this sibling trip. Of course, a sibling is your brother or sister. So family time is fun time. We had a lot of fun together.
So we could kind of call it a family reunion?
Yeah, in a way, or at least a sibling reunion, because my parents couldn't make it either.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Anyway, I'm so glad that your siblings got to get together and experience a vacation together. Well, I'm excited to talk about...your trip and your experience. Well, here in the lesson, it starts out by saying, my siblings and I made Indonesia's island of Lombok a vacation destination earlier this year. Was this your first time to Lombok?
Yes, it was, Rebecca. Have you ever been to Bali, Indonesia?
As a matter of fact, I have. It's a beautiful island in Indonesia.
Yes, it is. And it's a very popular place for people around the world to go. They go to Bali when they visit Indonesia. However, now I had not heard of Lombok before I visited, but it's not too far from Bali. In fact, some people say that Lombok is Bali's sister island.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, you continue here with our lesson by saying, though we spend hours simply enjoying each other's company, we were there for the great outdoors as well. Now, there are a few things that we want to talk about in the sentence, starting with to enjoy one another's company. What exactly did you do to enjoy, I guess, your siblings' company?
Well, you know, we did a lot of stuff together, and some of those things were things that you can only do in Lombok, like some of the tourist destinations. However, we went during the rainy season, which means...
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not a very good idea. We didn't think about that before we booked our flights, but that meant that we spent several days inside as well, inside the hotels that we were staying in. And so really we were just enjoying each other's company. We were hanging out with each other, maybe playing games, catching up, and talking. And we had a lot of fun, so we were enjoying each other's company.
That is wonderful. Actually, speaking of this phrase, to enjoy one another's company, this actually reminds me of Katie and Joe. Do you remember our friends Katie and Joe?
Oh, yeah.
I think they are wonderful. They're great friends. And one thing I think is really cool is that the two of them, when they get together, they enjoy one another's company simply by reading a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, they do enjoy talking to each other, but often when they go on a vacation together, they'll go to a beach, pull out a book, and be reading the entire time. So you can enjoy each other's company by doing many different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Well, we see something else in this sentence that we want to talk about, and we were there for the great outdoors as well. Okay, so we were enjoying each other's company, but we also saw some things you can only see in Lombok. Here are my siblings. We were at this waterfall enjoying the great outdoors.
And I assume you were enjoying this waterfall when it wasn't raining.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a beautiful waterfall. Now, there are many different types of examples of what is in the great outdoors. So this phrase, the great outdoors, you can use to talk about anything in nature.
You know, I love going to Yangmingshan. Yangmingshan's a great place to go, partly because I enjoy the great outdoors. I love climbing trees and picking wild flowers and just enjoying the wildlife. But you know something, Gabe? I think that you and Peter both enjoy the great outdoors as well.
Well, yes, we certainly do. As a matter of fact, back in August, we went snorkeling in Longdong. I love snorkeling. We went snorkeling one day, and remember, Rebecca, the next day, you and I and some other friends went river tracing, so you love the great outdoors as well.
You are absolutely right.
Well, we both love the great outdoors, and something I love in the great outdoors is waterfalls. We had a chance to visit several. This one you see in this picture is called Tiu Kelep, and I wrote about one called Benang Kalambu Waterfall. Now, this, as I wrote, it flows down over a growth of plants that cover a 40-meter cliff. And friends, I had so much fun. We had a lot of fun on our sibling trip, and we have more to learn right after this. But first, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about sea turtles in the info cloud. Let's join them now.
In America, one of the most visible legacies left by Chinese immigrants of the 19th and 20th centuries is the Chinatown, urban pockets of vibrant Chinese culture. Today, there are over 50 Chinatowns scattered across North America.
Sadly, though, many Chinatowns are shrinking, including the ones in New York City and San Francisco. Some local governments, though, in an effort to maintain their city's Chinatown feel, are turning the Chinatown districts into historical areas and tourist destinations.
So why are Chinatowns getting smaller? Sociologists say it's the reduced flow of Chinese immigrants, which is a result of a robust Chinese economy. Why travel overseas to make money when you can do it at home?
That's right. Another reason is because of Chinese sea turtles. This label, which of course is a play on words, refers to Chinese people who are born in China, move to a foreign land, go to school, live and work, but then migrate back to China.
Much like sea turtles, which are born on shore, grow up at sea, and then eventually return to the place where they were born.
Today, thanks to government incentives and increased opportunities, returning to live life in China has never been more appealing.
美国人的祖先来自许多国家，这些国家当然也包含中国。今天华侨在美国所留下最大的遗产可以说是 Chinatown 唐人街。北美一共有超过 50个 Chinatown， 但这个文化遗产却是不断的在缩小甚至消失。原因是移民到美国的中国人逐渐的在减少，而所谓的海归就是从海外留学回归祖国的人 逐渐的在增加，海归会增加的一个很大的原因就是中国政府提供的 incentives 奖励诱因，像减免房租、减税优惠、提供贷款担保等各类的服务。那这些诱因呢，吸引了很多的海归派回祖国定居了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever been on a trip with your brothers and sisters? Well, earlier this year, I went with my brother, two of my sisters, their husbands, and my cute little nephew. We went to Indonesia. Where in Indonesia? No, not the famous and popular Bali. We went to lush Lombok, and we saw lots of things there. We enjoyed each other's company and the great outdoors, especially many waterfalls. And in our lesson, I share about an interesting experience at one of those waterfalls. Let's find out more now.
Lush Lombok. But then he took off his shirt, grabbed a bar of soap, and plunged into the water. He then gleefully offered me the soap. I politely refused it, but enjoyed a cool dip nonetheless. Gili Trawangan, a popular island off Lombok's northwest coast, was our favorite place on the trip. Within minutes, I was swimming alongside a green sea turtle half my size. That's enough to get you hooked. I just got a taste of Lombok's beauty. I haven't yet hiked the island's extremely large active volcano. I'll have to save that for my next trip.
Okay, 继续我们看 plunge 这个动词。 Plunge 是指纵身跳入，是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词 in 或者是 into 再加受词。例如 My boys rushed to the river bank and plunged into the water as soon as we arrived. 我们一到达，我的儿子们就冲到河岸，跳进水里了。Plunge 也指全心投入，例如 Samantha plunged into her work and had no time to date. Samantha 全心投入她的工作，没有时间约会。 所以我们看的是 nonetheless 这个副词， nonetheless 意思是指然而、但是或者是尽管，和 nevertheless 的意思差不多。例如 The company is still losing money, nonetheless we have great faith in it. 虽然公司还在赔钱，但是我们对公司很有信心。或者是 although Ricky misbehaves sometimes, the teacher admires him nonetheless. 虽然 Ricky 有的时候会很不乖，老师还是非常喜欢他。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So Gabe, there's something really interesting about your lesson. You mentioned that, you know that waterfall, the Benang Kalambu waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently your guide told you all that people bathe there regularly.
Exactly.
You thought he was joking, right?
I did think he was joking. I mean, I know that you can play in a river, you can play in the water near a waterfall, that's fine. But bathing is different.
Right, but then here in the lesson you said, but then he, referring to the tour guide, took off his shirt, grabbed a bar of soap, and plunged into the water. I love this part. He then gleefully offered me the soap, or you the soap.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And you decided not to do it?
Well, no, I politely refused the bar of soap. I didn't want to bathe in the waterfall myself. But I wrote about this story because we experience lots of things. Of course, there's the great outdoors. And this, I thought, was a little taste of a cultural experience as well, or a little taste of the culture as well. I think that bar of soap, actually, it wasn't his. It was always there at the waterfall.
Oh, so that means many other people probably use that same exact bar of soap.
Yeah.
Maybe even people he didn't know.
Yeah, but the nice thing about soap is that, you know, it's clean, right? So everybody can use that soap at that waterfall.
Well, Gabe, you do say here in the lesson, I politely refused it, but enjoyed a cool dip nonetheless. I'm glad you were polite about it.
Right. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I enjoyed a cool dip, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And that is a word we'd like to talk about as well. Now, earlier you saw this word plunge. That's from our word bank. This guy plunged into the water. I would actually say he dipped into the water. He didn't, like, jump in a big way. He slowly got into the water. And so when you use this word dip, usually I think of someone slowly getting into the water as well. And maybe, maybe not even their whole body. Maybe they're just walking through it.
That's right. So you could say Phil enjoyed a nice dip in the pool, or since it was such a hot day, Peggy went for a quick dip in the ocean. She wasn't there long. This is a great word for you all to know, so why don't you take some time and practice using it? Well, Gabe, I think it's time for us to move on in our lesson.
Well, yes, before that.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing about the word dip. Now, you said you can go for a dip, or she went for a dip. We also use the phrase to take a dip. I'm taking a dip in the river, or I'm taking a dip in the pool. Okay, now we can move on.
Right. Now, in the lesson, you said that your favorite part of the trip is this popular island called Gili Trawangan.
Yeah, that's not bad. Gili Trawangan, yes. So this is off the northeast coast of Lombok, and there are actually three islands called the Gili Islands. They're very popular. And this was actually our favorite place on the trip, Rebecca.
Well, that's what the lesson says. Why was it your favorite place?
Well, because it's a little island, so we did a lot of snorkeling. And this is where I saw lots of sea life, including a huge sea turtle. Within a minute, 1 minute of snorkeling, beginning snorkeling, I was swimming next to a turtle half my size. It was awesome.
And you say here in the lesson, that's enough to get you hooked. Now, if you're hooked on something, that just means that you enjoy something so much that you're unable to stop doing it, eating it, or watching it. You can be hooked on many different things.
That's right. And of course, friends, I only got a taste of Lombok, Indonesia. I would love to go back and see the active volcano, Mount Rinjani. I got a little taste. That means I just got a little experience of something.
Well, right now, it's time for us to sing about this lesson with Sing
It
Out!
Gabe, there are so many cool places in the world. And there's some really neat places in Asia.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
I wonder, where should we go today? Where should we go today? Been around the world so many times. Where should we go today?
Well, I think Lombok is a lot of fun, and I went there with my siblings.
Oh, Lombok sounds like a really neat place to go. Let's go to Lombok. Let's go to Lombok. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Lombok. Sights to see and things to do.
And one thing I think you should do is go on a sibling trip at least once in your life. It's a lot of fun.
Sights to see and things to do. Lombok also has a famous waterfall. I'm sure it's beautiful. Let's go to Lombok. Let's go to Lombok. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Lombok. So many things will interest you.
Maybe you'd like to hike up an active volcano.
Whoa.
Yuck.
So many things will interest you. And if you're swimming in the sea, you might see a green sea turtle.
I did.
Let's go to Lombok. Let's go to Lombok. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Lombok. One more time. Let's go to Lombok. Let's go to Lombok. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Lombok.
Welcome to Traveling with the Twins, the show where we travel the world with you. On our first stop, we will explore the island of Lombok, Indonesia. Trust me, it has a lot to offer. In the center of the island is Mount Rinjani. It's the second highest active volcano in Indonesia. We will check out all the great views on the trails up to the mountain peak. We also will take a plunge into the crater lake up on the mountaintop. If lakes and volcanoes don't interest you, there are plenty of beaches and scuba spots to explore. You can snorkel off the coast or in the clear ocean, or take a stroll along the beach. You can even rent a scooter and travel along one of the many scenic roads. Though it isn't as well known as Bali, Lombok is truly a beautiful island. You will have a great time with friends, family, and even troublesome siblings. Hey, what is that supposed to mean? So, travel with us and find out just how great this island is. You're going to love it in Lombok.
Okay, well, friends, I need to travel back to Lombok, and Rebecca, I think you should go, too, to see this active volcano, Mount Rinjani.
I would love to. I love the great outdoors. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.